Okay, what's going on, everybody? It's Yehoshua, bringing you a new member as we discuss more about the creative process. We got ADC and Wanderlust.
Wanderer.
My apologies. Yeah, aspiring wanderer. Okay, so he's from the ATL, y'all. So you know we represent an ATL now with the creators. Wanderer. So do you write or illustrate, or what do you do?
I'm not really a drawer, but I just watch the animes.
Oh, so you like to, you're just along for the ride. You don't have a passion in, you know, creating anything or writing any characters or?
Well, for me, it's more so that I can't really draw for shit, so.
So what does that have to do with you not creating something?
You can write.
True. But I'm kind of not sure how to, like, write the story.
Oh, okay.
Is my problem.
Well, that's, I mean, if you could write a story, if you could create your own manga or anime or book or graphic novel, something that could get picked up for a live action movie or TV show one day or Netflix, would you do it? Is that something that you are interested in and you just feel like, hey, I don't know where to begin?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Well, you definitely just hopped in the right podcast because that is what I'm teaching. So when I begin the whole creative aspect of the story creation, there is three things that I like to focus on. There is the protagonistic force, the antagonistic force, and the lesson and the story. Like, what is it that I want to teach, right? So let's take, for example, the story that I'm publishing in a few months. It's called Final Legends Excalibur. It is the anthology series within a entire book series that I've created called The Diary of a Primordian. So in this book series, we have the antagonistic force, which is something that's called the Demonculus. It is a primordial demonic entity that dates back and is old and is the equivalent to what we did, what us beings know as God. That when I say that, it's the way humans think and feel about good and light and love and energy. The same way we think about darkness and death and fear and anguish and pain, that resonant fear, that's what that being is tethered to. It's something that's beyond just a physical embodiment. So that being is coming closer into existence because mankind has pretty much paved a way for it to have that. It is an entity that exists within the framework of our psyche, our spirituality, and our internet. Because it is embedded within our cybernetic systems as well, it knows that it cannot beat humankind on a one-on-one battle. In every form of TV show, book, anime, cartoon, little spin-off, comic strip, magazine, movie, it don't matter. Good always wins. And if it doesn't win, it's because it's just a plot device used to subvert expectations. And the ExitNet is something that the Demonculus has crafted and uses as a way of being able to monitor all these things, right? So I just spoke of something called the ExitNet. Now, to give context on that, the ExitNet is essentially the internet, but it is the outside force of it because human beings have developed augmented reality and, you know, cybernetic systems. It is not too far-fetched that a demonic spirit can now craft a stronger body into existence. And what I mean by that is normally when demonic entities have to come into existence, they have to go through a ritual, get a woman pregnant, bring her and bring itself into the world, right? But with technology that humans have created, well, it can have a symbiotic body in no time nowadays. So the reason why this is important is because the ExoNet essentially couldn't win a battle against good and evil at first. The reason why it has a ability to even begin this process of being here on Earth is because human beings are pretty much, they have a centralized force of negativity now. And what I mean by that is human beings have always been negative and always had a separate, you know, psyche on sins, and they had their skeletons in their closets. But because of the internet existing, there is a collected place now of people's most sinful thoughts. If someone likes child pornography, they can find it on the internet. If someone likes sodomy or rape, they can find it on the internet. If somebody wants to see videos of somebody getting their head cut off, they can find it on the internet. If somebody wants to watch somebody, you know, feeding their dogs to alligators, you can find it on the internet. You can find just about anything on the internet. You know, a lot of things will raise question and more likely get you arrested or investigated. But the thing is, there's a lot of evil on the internet, and we know this. So because there is not a collected place of human sin, it has now allowed for that strength and malice to no longer be divided amongst the people, which is now ushers in the end of days with this Demonculus. That is the overlying issue within the story. So I'm gonna go ahead and pause there.